Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. This is our afternoon wrap-up. We've got all the details from the markets coming up when we come back right after this.
And insect infestations that damage stored grains and lower profits. For pennies a bushel, operators can fight insects and stored grains with one of the best combinations in the market. A tank mix of Diacon IGR plus Sentinel Insecticide gives you the long-term control of an insect growth regulator plus the knockdown power of a broad-spectrum insecticide. Try Diacon IGR and Sentinel Insecticide, the bug-free grain solutions for stored grain protection. For information, contact your local dealer or call 800-248-7763.
Did you know a dairy farmer's day starts before dawn? Dairy farmers work long hours each day to produce wholesome and delicious dairy foods like milk, cheese, and yogurt. They are committed to their land, their cows, and are passionate about farming. After all, it's their way of life. For more information about dairy farming and dairy foods, visit dairymax.org. Brought to you by the local farm families of Dairy Max.
Well, triple-digit gains dominated the hog trade as it moves toward the end of the session today. Cattle futures, though, ended up lower this afternoon after starting higher this morning, pressured by long liquidation and uncertain cash prospects. Now, the cash feedlot market remained untested, with sellers still waiting to reject the first bid. Some southern show lists were priced about 130-plus in the south. Significant trade volume could easily be delayed until sometime late in the week. Now, according to a report earlier today, the National Hog Base was $1.11 higher compared with the prior day settlement. On our live contracts, generally 12 to 80 points lower today, checked by profit-taking in the wake of a recent rally. Yet the trade seemed rather choppy, with nearbys now well above session lows. The trade wants to get a better handle of weekend meat clearance and early month cash prospects. The feeder issues also on the defensive today, with most issues off by as much as $57 to $1.17. The feeder index as of May 30 calculated at 143.75, so the discount probably weighing on the board to some extent. Now, the grains started off mixed this morning, but ended up on the higher side today, with bargain hunting in wheat and follow-through selling in corn and soybeans. Outside markets provided headwinds on the heels of weak manufacturing data in China and in Europe. That sent stocks lower overseas. The wheat prices did turn higher after slow but steady buying lifted prices a little from the overnight session on profit-taking and bargain hunting. The corn prices started off lower but then turned positive, with slow but steady selling emerging from the overnight trade as well. The soybeans also started lower but turned higher today, trying to work off session lows after Monday's bearish reversals. That's your market wrap-up. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.